It is not something that we have done annually. It's something that we'd like to make an annual survey for our agencies, and it's just kind of to get an idea of where they're standing, what are they struggling with, how can United Way help them achieve their goals and better serve the community.
And it looks like nearly across the board, you heard from 90% of the nearly 70 agencies that you partner with, it seems like across the board, more people need their services and they have less money to do that with.
That is exactly, that sums up the survey right there. They're seeing more clients with greater needs, clients with more sense of urgent needs, and the revenue that these agencies are seeing is down.
And I guess that doesn't really come as a huge shock. We know that the economy has been slumping and that Northwest Arkansas has a high percentage of people who need help.
Right. It's not a huge shock, but, you know, when we're hearing that the majority, you know, over half, 61% of the agencies that are responding to the survey indicated that they've seen more clients within this past year, and that their revenue is down, and they're having to come up with creative solutions for this. It's a little shocking still.
When you mentioned shocking, nearly every agency that responded to the survey indicated they had lost revenue from individual donations as well as grants.
Right, 91% of the 91% of the agencies indicated that they had lost revenue from at least one source. So that is what was really shocking. I mean, we expected it to be down, but when 91% of them are saying that they've lost revenue, that was a little more than we were expecting.
Did you get any indication of what these agencies are doing in with more people needing their help and less money?
Yeah, they're still trying to maintain a balanced budget and trying to accomplish it all. They're trying to be super agencies, which you have to respect them for, but they have tried to come up with different ways. Over two-thirds of the agencies are implementing some sort of cost-saving measure to help balance their budget. You know, everything from reduced staff hours, some other form of cost savings, layoffs, salary freezes for the next year, hiring freezes for the next year. They're really trying everything in their power to stay open and serve the community that as well as they have been.
And what can the United Way do in the wake of this?
We are going to try and meet with them. We've already had several roundtable discussions with our agencies. You know, our three impact areas are education, income, and health. So we've been inviting all of our agencies that serve in the education area. We've invited them to roundtables to try and discuss ways that we can help them and they can help each other. We figured if they could all meet together and we could all discuss, you know, some of them are experiencing the same problems but have come up with different solutions. So which solution is working better? How can we better help them if they need help marketing? How can we help them with that?
And finally, did you get any sense from any of the agencies what kind of serious shape they'd be in if a year from now a similar survey produces similar results?
We didn't ask them about that. A couple of them, we did have an anonymous section where they could, you know, leave comments. Some of them did leave comments about how they've, you know, they're in dire need of help and they don't know how to do it. So we didn't really ask specifically, where do you see yourself in a year if this is still happening? But that is something that we're discussing at these roundtable discussions. It's, you know, what can we do to help you so this isn't happening a year from now.
Is there anything else we should know, Julie?
If people would like to donate money to United Way and help these nonprofit agencies, they can go to our website. It's unitedwaynwa.org. There's a donate button on that page. They can donate funds right there directly. I mean, easy as pie. If they can't donate money, because it is a hard time, everyone's having a hard time right now, especially with the holiday season, everyone finds themselves broke right now. If they can donate time at an agency or materials to an agency that they could use, they can go to volunteernwa.org and volunteer their time there. We have all different volunteer opportunities that our agencies post there. Or they can call 211. 211 is a toll-free number. If you have a 479 area code, it's a toll-free number. You just punch in 211 on your phone. They have a whole database of resources that can help anything from I want to volunteer or I have a bunch of food I'd like to donate to a food bank. I don't know where to take it. They can help with that. They can also help with I've been laid off. I really need help covering my electricity bill this month. Where can I turn to? They have that information. So those are three different options of ways that people can help or get help.
Julie Petrie is Manager of Marketing Communications at the United Way of Northwest Arkansas. Julie, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Kyle.